It's Thursday, April 6th.
Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News. Here's Jay Moran.
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer is calling on the FBI and federal lawmakers to address the swatting incidents that have plagued New York State school districts over the last week. Schumer announced his plan at Lockport High School, where police and school administrators responded last week to a claim of an active shooter inside the school. Schumer wants the FBI to determine if the calls are of foreign or domestic origin and wants to secure $10 million so federal investigators can focus intently on the issue. According to Schumer, police have responded to swatting calls at 226 schools statewide. County officials will be in Springville this afternoon to review the impact of a $2 million infusion of federal money. Funding from the American Rescue Plan and a community development block grant have focused on improving water infrastructure, creating a safer streetscape, and upgrading Heritage and Eaton Parks in the village of Springville. County Executive Mark Poloncarz and Commissioner of Environment and Planning Dan Castle will join Village Mayor Timothy Michaels this afternoon in reviewing the projects. And last month, organizers of the annual Elmwood Avenue Festival of the Arts announced that the event was being canceled after 24 years. Now a new group is taking the reins and says the festival will take place late this summer. The Elmwood Village Association Board voted to take over production of the festival, which they say will be presented in a scaled-back fashion on August 26th and 27th. A raid of a West Buffalo home early Tuesday morning is connected with the ongoing investigation of an international intelligence operation. According to the Buffalo News, the FBI has confirmed that the search warrant executed at 498 West Ferry Street has ties to the effort to shut down Genesis Market, which is described as a, quote, criminal online marketplace that sells access to users' email, social media, and bank accounts. Raids were conducted Tuesday by 45 FBI field offices across the country, while law enforcement in 17 other countries conducted similar operations. Officials at Oshai Children's Hospital are urging the governor and state lawmakers to increase health care funding. The hospital issued a statement outlining their concerns over the level of New York's Medicaid reimbursement, which at 61 cents for every dollar is one of the lowest rates for uninsured children. According to Oshai officials, 70% of patients rely on support and services funded by Medicaid. Primary care clinics, that number increases to over 90%. And the new chancellor of the State University of New York will tour two of the system's campuses in Western New York today. John King, Jr., who in January became the 15th chancellor in SUNY history, will join President William Morabito for a morning tour of Niagara County Community College in Sanborn this afternoon. He'll be with retiring President Catherine Conway Turner for a visit to Buffalo State University. Well, Senator Chuck Schumer was in Niagara County Wednesday to announce a three-pronged plan to tackle so-called swatting incidents in schools. WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick has this report.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was at Lockport High School to announce a push for $10 million in funding for the FBI to investigate the recent surge of hoax calls claiming that there's an active shooter in a school, an act known as swatting.
Swatting is no joke. It's no little passing thing. It's sick. It's heartbreaking. It causes long-term damage. It's got to stop.
Lockport High School was one of 36 swatting incidents across the state last week, causing police to respond to over 220 schools. The Lockport Police Dispatch received a call Thursday morning claiming there was an active shooter at the school, which caused a massive police and emergency response. The call turned out to be a hoax. Schumer has announced a three-point plan to investigate the calls. In addition to the push for funding, he asked for a full FBI investigation into the attacks and that the FBI begin to track swatting incidents as its own crime.
As majority leader, the first majority leader from New York ever, I have some clout and I always try to use it for the people of Western New York and the people of New York State. And so I am here to say that the feds need to step up to hold the perpetrators accountable, to figure out what happened, and to figure out how to stop incidents like this.
But these calls can be hard to track, with perpetrators often using virtual private networks or VPNs to disguise their location and computer's identity. Lockport Police Chief Stephen Abbott says federal support is required when investigating attacks of this nature.
We do work closely with the federal partners, and there's only certain things we can do locally And once it gets beyond our scope locally, you know, that's why I agree with Senator Schumer, funding the FBI to get more agents on the street to look at, you know, what's going on behind the scene for cyber attacks.
The proposed $10 million in funding is not yet secured and would need to be passed in this year's federal budget. But Schumer told WBFO that his standing as Senate Majority Leader should move things along.
And usually when the Majority Leader says something is in the budget, especially this, which is not partisan in any way, you'll have everybody helping.
Holly Kirkpatrick, WBFO News.
Well, more than 6 months after the state's chief judge, Janet DeFiore, resigned, New York State still does not have a replacement. And as WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it could be some time before that happens.
In New York, the governor gets to appoint the chief judge and the other six judges on the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, with the advice and consent of the state Senate. Governor Kathy Hochul chose Hector LaSalle as her choice for chief judge in December from a list of names of qualified candidates. It was put forth by the Judicial Nomination Commission. But she failed to win the support of Democrats who lead the Senate. They believe that LaSalle was too conservative to head the court. He was voted down by the Senate Judiciary Committee. After a weeks-long standoff, minority party Republicans filed a lawsuit to try to force a full vote of the Senate. 2 days before a judge was to hear the case, Democrats held a vote on the Senate floor, and LaSalle was rejected again.
Ayes 20, nays 39.
The nomination fails.
The process started over with a new list of names. They include three judges who are already on the Court of Appeals, Shirley Troutman and Rowan Wilson, who are both African-American, and Anthony Cannataro, who is the acting chief judge. If Hochul chooses one of them, then she would also need to pick a new associate judge. The governor has not yet announced her choice, but she signaled she might pick one of the three. The legislature, at Hochul's request in late March, approved special legislation. It would allow Hochul to choose two judges from the new list of names. That would avoid having to go back to the nominating commission for a third time, a process that could take several more months and leave the court with just six judges for as long as a year. Hochul, in an interview with public radio, did not rule out picking one of the three sitting judges to be chief judge and another from the same list to be a new associate judge.
That is certainly one of the options, and a bill just gives us maximum flexibility.
Hochul says she still believes LaSalle would have been the right person for the job. She says he was neither conservative nor liberal, but someone who let the law and legal precedents govern his decisions. She says she will seek the same qualities in her next choice.
I want someone who looks at each case that comes before them without a political leaning, where you can say this person is left, this person's right. That is not how we lift up jurisprudence in the state of New York. We want someone who's fair, open-minded, smart, has experience. So I've not wavered from the objectives that I had before. Those are still my objectives today.
Even before Hochul has named her new choice, there are already some wrinkles emerging. Senate Republicans are once again threatening to go to court. They say the state's constitution does not allow for two nominees for the Court of Appeals to be chosen from just one list. Senate GOP leader Robert Ort says the commission needs to come up with a separate set of names for each opening on the court.
The law, I think itself, I do believe in talking to some attorneys, is unconstitutional. There may be other groups that also might be interested in bringing a lawsuit.
Government reform groups who supported the creation of the Judicial Nomination Commission back in the 1970s have also said they think the new law is unconstitutional. The process to choose a new chief judge was already facing delays. Hochul has said that she does not expect to name her new choices until after the state budget is finished, and the spending plan is already going to be at least 10 days late. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.